Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool have lost the European Cup final 1-0 to Real Madrid. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson, by Stu Wright and my Paddy Fitz. You'll hear the hum of the bus, people dissecting it as they go as well. But Neil, what's your, immediate reaction? It's been an hour or so since the game finished. Where are you with it all at the moment?
If we want to talk about the game, then on the game, I think simultaneously Liverpool have hard lines, but also need to be a bit better at key moments within there as well. So I think, you know, it's a funny thing to say that you can be a bit unfortunate, but simultaneously you need to have a little, you know, you've got to assess the performance on its merits. So in terms of that, that's where I am on the game. You know, I feel as though Liverpool probably ultimately deserve to at the very least get to extra time in the match. That doesn't happen for them. And then from there, ultimately, it tells a story when the opposition goalkeeper's man of the match in a 1-0 win. That's one of the things that happens, and that's one of the ways in which football works, and you've got to cop for that sometimes. But it obviously feels, you know, a tough one to take. And then there's the stuff adjacent to the match, which is the nightmare a lot of people had before and after, because it wasn't just before, and it's one of the things that gives a lie to anything that UEFA are trying to say, is how dreadful it was just trying to get away from the ground in a number of different ways. So it's not about tickets, and it's not about people turning up late if it's horrible, even trying to exit the periphery of the stadium. I mean, anyone with half a brain's not going to take that stuff seriously for very long. Obviously, the presenter of BT Sport did, by all dispatches, but I did specify anyone with half a brain, as ever, the man should be ashamed of himself. That's sort of where I am, to be honest with you. There's going to have to be a real assessment. The club's is going to stand strong, it looks like, on its statement. And there's going to be lots of stories. Everyone's going to have their stories. I know you've got yours, John. And I just think it sours the whole thing for so many people. And it's so brutal for so many people, really. And it's just so unnecessary.